listening to Your Ultimate Life with Kellen Flueckiger, only on LA Talk Radio.
To the show. This is going to be fun today. Today we're going to talk about something that I've talked about some before, but I really want to emphasize something. You, whoever you are listening right now, you are sitting on a gold mine. Now, I don't mean like one of those commercials you see on TV where the weird guys are down underneath saying, hey, you're sitting on a gold mine. We're not talking about that. You're sitting on a gold mine. Now, you may or may not want to mine this gold because there is some risk and there is a little bit of hazard, but let's talk about it. The book you were born to write. Now, I've said this before, but the last survey, 84% of adults in North America think they should write a book. They've either been told that, or they've thought it, or they look at their life and say, wow, this has been crazy. All these things have happened and so forth. And so they think, you know, this would make a good book or movie, right? Oh, this should be a movie. And you know what? You are right. I have a client right now in one of the book pods that is writing the book and took this invitation, and she just had 7 weeks of unexpected things happen. Some of them were expected, but many unexpected twists and turns that are going to add richness and texture to the book she's writing. Now, let's understand what this really is. This is not just about selfie videos and saying, well, I'm eating this at the restaurant. This is a very particular kind of book. And here's what it is. I'm going to open everything. There's no secrets here. The book or the story that's captured in the book is about the story. It's about your becoming. In other words, today you're a certain kind of a person, loving, kind, powerful, maybe wealthy, maybe not. Maybe you've been through the ringer. Maybe you've been beat down. Maybe you've been resilient and come up powerfully on the other side. But you have a story, a journey through your life. And most people look at their own life story and think it's boring, stupid, and nobody would care. And that's not true. And there is a very particular way to look at it, to think about it, to tell it, to mine it for gold, and to use it to serve and add good to the world, to help people. And now I'm talking to a particular group here. There are a group of people in the world that don't care about helping anybody else, either because they're not awake or they're so deep in their own struggles and difficulty, they can't imagine that. Although that's not a requirement. I've seen and read so many stories, like during the Great Depression in the 30s and during wartime and so forth, where even though someone was struggling and suffering, their main focus was on seeing who else they could serve. A perfect example of that is during World War II, Viktor Frankl wrote Man's Search for Meaning, and he talked about people in the concentration camps dying of starvation and cruelty like others, but who spent their days lifting and blessing and encouraging others because they could. They made that choice to be that person. So your choices, my choices, our daily choices of thoughts and actions forge who we are, who we will be in the world, and also forge the being we're going to present to our Creator when we're done. So let's get back to the story. Here's the thing. Here's the reason that it's a gold mine. You have had struggles and trials and hardships. You have either let them ruin you or refine you. Sometimes we do both. I did both for a long time. The struggles, trials, difficulties, mental illness, depression, addictions, self-sabotage, it ruined me on and off like a roller coaster for decades. Finally, in 2007, the year I turned 52, I decided I had a divine intervention, a series of incredible events. And it didn't change anything about my life, except it woke me up and made me realize I don't have to live like this. I'm done. I'm changed. I'm finished. And it didn't fix anything, but it gave me a belief, a thought, I can do different. And so I did. And the journey of what happened after that, of changes I made, help I got, struggles I went through, victories I achieved, that is the crux of that, I call it a story of becoming. So that today as I record this, or not record it, today as I deliver this to you, I record podcasts, sorry about that. But anyway, today as we talk here on LA Talk Radio, I'm not the same person. In fact, I'm wildly different. If you met me in 2005, and now 20 years later, you wouldn't know me. Same face, but as a person, I'm completely different. I talk different. I act different. I think different. And it's not an act. It is I have become someone different. Now, if you look back through the trials and struggles of your life and how they have shaped you and changed you and made you more powerful, more resilient, more tender, more forgiving, more kind, more talented, more focused, more courageous. There's lots of those words you could say, more something. And if we have let some of those things ruin us, more fearful, more beat down, more hiding, more shy. But those aren't permanent. Those are temporary. And so the story of becoming is where, you know, Joseph Campbell and the hero's journey and the hero of a thousand faces and all that. That idea is that we all go through these this path in life, and it's designed to refine us. Now, the idea about writing a book is that when you take the time to think about what that journey has done to you, for you, really, you will realize, and this is a promise, you will realize you have mighty, powerful stories, tools, examples that would serve, help, lift, bless another person. It would. The question for you is, are you willing to share those? Now, I noticed something really interesting. Every person that I talk to, without exception, who has been through those kind of difficulties, life-threatening amputations, addictions, death, illness, bankruptcy, betrayal, every possible one you can imagine, and then who has made a choice to heal, recover, to get better, to do something more, and to not just lay there dead, beat down, every person that has that choice, does that, says to me, I love helping people. I want to help people. I want to reduce suffering in the world. I want to help people with my experience. I want to lift them and bless them. I want to make them know they're not alone. I want to. And they say that, and it pours out of the fullness of their heart. Well, that's not a surprise, because you, me, we're divine beings. We were made by God. You can call it whatever you want, but the divine, the creator, the universe. And we were made to matter. We were not made to just evaporate. You were made to matter. And here's the reason we're talking today. This is about your choice to matter. And it's about how to do that choice, how to make it happen. Because it's easy to sit around and say, well, I like helping people. Okay, cool. You're going to go hold the door for everybody at the grocery store? Great. That's nice, too. But your story, your development, your choices are so much more powerful than that. What we lack is a method to mine them, to go back and look at the events of our life that have shaped us, the big ones and the medium ones, maybe the small ones, to go back and look at the events that have really mattered in our life, the people, the events, the circumstances, the tragedies, the triumphs. And then look at them in a particular way so that we can find the gold. Now, mining gold, you know, one of the ways they mine for gold is to pan for gold. And panning for gold is you get a big thing, looks like a big pie pan, only bigger. And you scoop up dirt in an area where there might be gold, and you let water run over it and wash it, right? And wash all the dirt off, and then you look for shiny stuff. When you're walking on that dirt, you don't see it. It's only when you do the work of panning for gold, either in a sluice box or in an actual pan, that you're able to separate the noise, the dirt, from the gold. Your stories are the same. The stories of your becoming. So when I wrote the book, the story arc, it was after I'd written several books, and I realized I had created a really powerful process to do that mining, a really powerful way to mine your life for gold. In other words, to review the significant events of your life and find the nuggets that helped you and express them in a way to help others. And that's what this whole thing is about. It's not about writing an autobiography. It's not a memoir. It's not to make people feel like you're a hero or a villain or feel sorry for none of that. It is a conscious and intentional effort to mine your life for powerful tools and principles that you know because you lived them, you own them, and do it in a way that lets you serve, lets you bless, and lets you make money, cash. Okay? Every self-help book, every book that outlines principles of productivity, morning routines, forgiveness, overcoming barriers, mind shifting, every one of those books, without exception, is dealing with this topic. And none of them are effective like the story arc. I know because I haven't read them all, but I have read many. I have a stack of 40 books right over there and two stacks of 20, and I get two or three books a week. And I read voraciously. Why? Because I want to know everybody else's methods and processes and stories and see them and learn from them. I get coached all the time from stuff I read. But there's nothing like the story arc. So here's what I want to, here's why I'm telling you this. Twice a year, I hold a book challenge. And it's this month. On September 29th to October 3rd for an hour a day. So that's five total hours, an hour a day. And you get to be with me on Zoom with a bunch of other people who are interested in mining your life for gold, mining it for principles and tools that you can turn into a product or service to help with, to sell, to serve with, to lift and bless others with. What I can also promise you is it will change your heart. You will have experiences you didn't imagine. You will have a new relationship with your stories. I call it there's a process called the developmental story matrix. And that is one of the key pieces to how this mining or panning for gold takes place. You look at big events in your life and you look at them a particular way. And answer particular questions, and it's in the book, and it'll be in the challenge. You look at it in a particular way, and by looking at it that way, the gold jumps right out of the pan. Okay, it's not hard to find. The gold that changed your life and that you can use to help others jumps right out in your face, and in the process, it changes you. You become more powerful. You become more clear, and it's not a mystery why, because the way the questions work, you then identify the things you truly learned and how you changed and grew. And when you do that, it's really easy to see how you can organize those same things to serve, give, teach, coach others with those things. Now, that's the truth. So your most valuable IP, intellectual property, isn't like Wozniak's integrated circuit. It isn't a patent, although you may have a patent, but this is more valuable than your patent. Your most valuable IP is the story of your becoming. If it stays in your head, it doesn't do jack. It helps no one. You get income and impact when your lived truth is turned into a book, a product, a program, or any or all of those. Now, I have the blessing of having 9 people right now that are with me on that journey. We held the challenge in February a few months ago, and their books are nearly done. They'll be published in a few weeks. I'm so excited because they each have expressed that feeling of change. So right now, I'm going to tell you where to go. DreamBuildWriteIt.com. 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 Go there and sign up. Challenge doesn't cost anything, but it will be priceless for you. It will wake something up in you, or it will stir something that has already awakened. All right, so let's talk about why do this. If you don't care about helping people, then turn this episode off. If you do, and you have been stuck on, I know I want to help people, but I don't know how, keep listening. If you've thought, you know what, I know I could help people because I went through divorce, bankruptcy, betrayal, illness, dying, whatever it was, abuse, all kinds of stuff, and I came out the other side, and I'm better, happier, focused. I have more this, that, and the other. If you have felt or thought that, you're in the right place. Stay here. Here are some truths. It is easier today to write a book than it's ever been. It is, and I'll show you this in the challenge. It is easier today to get it published. And I don't mean some self-publishing hack. I'm not talking about you deciphering the self-publishing world. Please don't do that. One of the things we offer in the challenge is to show you, teach you how to publish, how to find a mid-tier publisher. And the old world of publishing in New York, where you go and you get a big advance, that's gone, except if you've already got a bunch of, you know, bestseller stuff and you are already there. The model has just changed. It's not that they hate new authors. It's just the model has changed. And if you don't understand the change, then, you know, you're hosed. We will teach you that in the challenge. So I don't know how to do it is another big one. Yeah, I'd love to use my experience, but I don't know how. Going to help you with that. Going to help you organize your stories. Going to help you organize your principles. Going to help you organize your teaching so you can help people and help you create a product out of it. See, this isn't just talking. This is a book. It's published. You get a bestseller campaign and you get a product or service. And there's a half a dozen different ways to do that. It's not one size fits all. It's what you want to do. So all of that's available for you. And I love doing this. I get so excited. I think because I wasn't an author in my years before 2007. In 2007, like I said, was the year I turned 52. So I started writing and I've written 21 books. 21 books. And I've got one more partly written already and it'll be out in December. And the reason is because I have learned exactly what I'm telling you. The best way to create value, to create an impact in the world and to serve people is to go through this process. All right. So why now? I said it's easier to do and you've got all the help there is. There's nothing better than this platform and this process that I'm taking you through. And I know because I've seen a lot. Here's another thing that it really gives you. Clarity. It's one thing to sit and think about all the stuff you've been through. All the things that have shaped you and taught you and the people that have blessed you and cursed you and hurt you and helped you. It's one thing to think about it, and it's an entirely different thing to have exact clarity about how to use those experiences to help, to serve, to build, to bless, and to make coin. It's a completely different thing to have that absolute clarity. Because when we go through this, your process will help you create a framework. Now, if you don't know what a framework is, let me tell you, the Ten Commandments, right? Two stone tablets. That's a framework. You've all seen Venn diagrams, you know, those overlapping circles. That's a framework. You've all seen pyramids where they have corners and they have the, you know, Maslow's hierarchy of needs. All those things are frameworks. A framework's just a picture or an organizational tool that lets you present the 2, 3, 5, 7 principles, 7 habits of highly effective people. All of those systems are memorable because they have frameworks. We're going to help you do that. And the writing process and the mining with the developmental story matrix makes that really, really simple. Another thing that's really important and powerful about writing a book now is it's durable. When you're done, you have it. It's done. You have a thud factor. You have it. Paperback. There it is. Boom. I wrote the book on this. One of the ladies in a coach, a very, very successful coach right now, is writing a book on disappointment and exploring all the ways that that wanders through our brain in completely different neural connections and pathways I didn't even know about. I love it. I love the book. Taught me all kinds of stuff I didn't know details about. Okay, so those are just some of the reasons. Now, it is not a magic bullet. Just because you write a book, nobody's going to come knock on your door, probably, knock on your door now and say, oh, we need to make a movie. You know, you're the next Harry Potter. Because I'm not talking about writing fiction here. I'm talking about writing the story of you. Turning the things you know that have happened, that you have overcome, into value, into cash, and into a massive tool to bless those who have similar things, who resonate with you. And there will be many, millions, who are doing the same thing. One of the most important things you learn doing this is that you're not alone. And you also learn that there's thousands, even millions of people who would love to hear your story of becoming. But it isn't a magic bullet. It is a container from which you can launch products and services. And there's nothing, absolutely nothing like writing the book that does that for you, that focuses and forces you to do that. Okay. So let's go on and talk a little bit about what the story arc is. Okay, the first thing that has to happen in a movie is you have to identify with one of the characters. You have to see something that draws you in, right? There's some kind of rapport that's created. The best way to do that is to tell stories. And I'll tell you why. You and I, like, I'm a coach. One of the things I help is write books, but I'm a coach, a life, if you will, life, a breakthrough coach, and a results coach, a get impossible crap done guy. I'm all that. The ultimate alchemist, says so right here on the screen. Must be true, right? Ultimate alchemist. I am that. But that's hard won. It is intentional. Okay? And my style of speaking and coaching certainly won't resonate with everybody. I remember going to a conference, and I was on break. It was a large conference. There were 400 or 500 people there, I think. And, you know, not super large, like thousands, but I think 400 or 500. But anyway, we had lunch and we were talking, and it was a conference for coaches. This happened to be a coaching conference put on by a guy that does that sort of thing. And this was several years ago. But anyway, during lunch, we talked for a while, and the guy was eating lunch with us, said, "Man, I'm glad you're not my coach." And it was interesting. I asked him why, and it was friendly and everything. But he said, "You know, the manner, the way you do this, you're so direct and clear. Oh, I don't know if I could do that." And so that doesn't resonate. Your style, my style, we're going to talk to different people. Also, our experiences. If much of my hardship were all focused around financial obstacles, bankruptcies, betrayal, being robbed, or having a house burned down with no insurance or something like that, that was really focused on financial, and so my stories were there, it might not appeal to someone who has had no financial issues. But there are people that will resonate with your story, and those are the easy ones to find. So the little piece of the book that might be a little bit of a memoir is stories you tell to start with. But here's the secret. You pick the stories carefully. And you pick them because you've done the developmental story matrix. It will show you which stories you pick. And the reason it will is because of the questions you ask. Who do you want to help? So if you say to me, or I say to you, I like to help people. Okay, cool. Who? Everybody. I want to help everybody in the world. Alleviate suffering. I want to get rid of suffering. I want to create more light in the world and more love. Okay, fine. When you think about it, based on your own experience and who you like to talk to and who likes to talk to you, who is most likely to resonate with your message, your stories? Who's probably going to say, yeah, ooh, I want to talk to them? Well, you can identify that right quick. People that have similar things. When we have a shared experience, that creates instant rapport, instant connection. Oh, yeah, I know what that feels like. Man, I did this. You know, and that creates a barriers drop, and you get that. So finding the people to talk to is really easy when you do the developmental story matrix. And again, come to dreambuildwriteit.com because you'll love it. The reason is because they say, wow, I see me in you. And as soon as we say that, if we say it to someone, I see myself, my thoughts, my feelings, my fears, my behaviors, my victories. I see me, a little of me in you or a lot of me in you. If they see that in you, you're going to be, you're golden. You are golden, golden, golden. Why? Because they're connected to you already. There's an affinity. There's a connection. And that powerful, it does several things. One, it creates that affinity. Two, it drops barriers. It opens it up for dialogue. Many, many self-help books start with teaching. Like, I'm gonna teach you a bunch of crap. Well, that's absolutely the wrong thing to do. And the reason is because you don't know me. I don't know you. Who are you to teach me anything? Or who am I to teach you anything? That's a fair and legitimate question. So we don't start there, because you don't want to have to overcome that barrier. If you create connection through the stories, that barrier drops and you have some assumed authority. Why? Because we had several shared experiences, or experiences that were similar enough to pull up those same emotions. And then it's like, oh, wow. Yeah, maybe they do know. Maybe they do have something for me. And that is so important and never taught. So the first thing you do, part one, is to talk about some stories. And which ones? Jump right out of the gold pan, the mining gold pan, out of the developmental story matrix. The second part of the book is that framework I was talking to you about. Because after you do the DSM, Developmental Story Matrix, you get a set of principles, ideas. Maybe for you, it's resilience. Me, it was the words love, create, and serve. Another big one for me is forgiveness. I used to hold grudges and anger and blame and stuff. Forgiveness is a foundation pillar for my own life and coaching, because when we hold things against ourselves and we don't freely and fully forgive ourselves, all we do is carry a backpack of rocks that make us less effective and less powerful and less attractive. Nobody likes to be around a whiner. When you forgive others and yourself, you're light. You're attractive. Light is an attractive quality. So after you've created rapport, part two is about teaching. Then you get to teach all the beautiful things. And what do I teach? That jumps right out of the developmental story matrix. And it does because of the way it's built and how the questions work. So you are immediately able to create a framework. And it doesn't matter what it looks like. I had one lady do a rose petal because she had five interrelated things. And I have another lady right now that has seven L's. And I mentioned earlier the seven habits of highly effective people. You know, for some reason, we like odd numbers, three steps to this, five keys to that, seven habits for this. But whatever it is, creating a memorable, easy to reference framework is a really powerful, memorable, and it's fun too. So that's what you'll do in the second part of the book. And in the third part, when you get done with teaching people and you've connected with them and they've heard your stories and they like you, and then you teach them something and they're like, yeah, that could work. There's always a lingering question that I have or that you have. And here's why. Remember, a book is a monologue. So I'm just talking to you, or you're just talking to your readers. When they get done, there's always this nagging question, and it goes like, yeah, that's all beautiful, but will it work for me? Because I'm different. Yeah, but, yeah, but, yeah, but. And we have all those yeah, buts, right? Part three will eliminate that. And the reason is because part three is structured to tell, guess what, more stories. These stories are different. These stories are success stories. They come out of your own life where you have applied the very principles you're teaching, or where people you've worked with, perhaps clients, or they don't have to be even people you know, but you can see from their story that they applied what you taught. The point of part three is to give your reader the most opportunity to see themselves in the story. So by sharing different kinds of areas where what you have taught me in part two is successful, it wildly increases the chance that I say, wow, maybe that'll work for me. Oh, it worked for, oh, maybe I could too. So that's a very rough outline of what happens with your personal story. You tell the stories in the beginning of struggle, maybe of failure, of defeat, of betrayal, of illness, whatever it is. Not all of them, not a memoir, not trying to get sympathy, but it is structured in a way to connect. Then you teach what you learned and how it affected you, because you are in a new place today. You are no longer broken, beaten down, destroyed. And you are full of this desire to help, and that desire comes through in your words. And then the last part is some capability stories or success stories that show, well, you know, this person did this and they applied that, and look what happened. And it gives me, the reader of your material, a chance to say, wow, I'll bet that worked for me. And you know, that happened. One of the things that happens when I have these Dream, Build, Write It book challenges, and people continue and write their books, I get to edit them. I love that because it does it for me too. I read them, I connect, I learn their framework, and I see the examples of success that they show. And without exception, every time I'm excited and I'm open with my notebook and I'm writing down things for me that I think, oh, that's a brilliant insight. I told you about that book on disappointment. It did that for me. I thought, wow, I need to see this. I need to apply this. I wonder where I can use this in me today, not someday out there in the future. Okay, now let's talk about the reasons you might already be thinking about why not you? Why not me? Why not me? Number one, who am I? Who am I to write a book? Well, you know what? If you're one of the 84 or 85%, it depends on the survey, of people who have been told or have thought, I should make a movie. This should be a movie. This should be a book. You already know you should. If with that, or next to it, or on top of it, you have thought or felt, I really would like to help people with my experience. I went through this. I didn't have the guides I could. I sure could be a guide, a help, a coach, a mentor, whatever, to others struggling with this thing. If you've thought or felt that, you should write this. That is your spirit calling you, saying, here's your opportunity to create income and impact in the world. When we had families that were way closer together, sometimes grandmas, uncles, aunts, cousins served this function. But as things have spread out wider and wider and we've become more isolated, we need thousands, tens of thousands more stories of resilience, of choice, of growth. I need yours. I need yours. Don't hesitate. Go right now, dreambuildbrightit.com, and just sign up. Doesn't cost anything. And let's explore the power of your story. All right, here's another one. Another big barrier that gets in people's ways is the idea of perfectionism. Yeah, but it won't be good enough. I'm not a writer. I've never written anything important. I can't do this. That's why this process is so powerful. Yes, you can. Yes, I help. Yes, you can. And you know what? One of the awesome things that's happened in the last 2-3 years that's blowing people away is the rise of AI. And I don't mean plagiarism, and I don't mean having robots do your stuff. I mean, I teach you how to use it so that it keeps your voice, keeps your stories, and helps you speed up the process and eliminates this fear that it has to be perfect and you can't do it. Number one, it doesn't have to be perfect. Authenticity is 10 times more powerful than perfection. And besides that, perfection doesn't exist anyway. Okay? So that's another one. A third thing that gets in the way of people is procrastination. I'll do it later. It's not my season. I can't. I don't have time. I've got to work too much. I got too many obligations. Garbage. You won't know till you sign up for the challenge and let me show you how to do it. And then you can decide. Another one is, too busy, which is kind of procrastination. It doesn't take, it's not that hard. It feels too busy because you don't know how. And if I show you how and the how of the how, you'll see that it's not that hard. All right. So here's 4 questions for you. If this idea of writing a book, creating a product, changing the world and making money, doing what you love, serving people, if that idea seems too hard, I have a question for you. What are you believing that makes that hard? Like, which one of those things above? Not good enough. Don't know how. Nobody would listen. Like, what is the story playing in your head that seems to make it hard? Is it actually true? Because like I said earlier, it's never been easier to write a book. It's never been easier to create a product. It's never been easier to make money. The internet reaches everybody. It's faster and easier today than it's ever been anywhere in the universe. Or on this planet anyway. And I don't know why you would not take advantage of it, because you're truly sitting on a gold mine. Your intellectual property in the form of your story is a gold mine. And you can make reasons up not to use it. Or you can leave it sitting there, but it's still a gold mine. And so I really urge you to at least consider it. So if you ask your best self, like I said, well, what are you believing that makes this hard? Is it really, really true? And then ask yourself this, what would your very best self, you on your best and most powerful day, what would that person, what would that woman believe about your own ability and your own value? Well, what would that person do right now? You know the answer. Live from that best person place, because that's the truest you. Okay, so let me tell you what happens in this 5-day challenge so you get a real sense of what we do. Okay, I will go into detail about why this matters to your wallet, to your readers, to the world, and you will come away with a clear understanding of what you actually have. You'll begin to see the sparkle in your gold. You'll begin to see that you do have power and powerful ideas and powerful experiences. The reason that happens is because we focus on those things instead of just having it be this vague idea. Wow, I've been through a lot. I sure have come through a lot. I sure could help people. That's unfocused and frankly quite useless. But if you let me help you take it apart and focus on what really matters and what you really have, it'll become clear to you. And boy, will that gold sparkle. Another thing we're going to do is we're going to learn about storytelling. How to tell a story. There's good ways and bad ways. Like you've sat with people that tell stories and you're like, can you be done already? Please shut up. Aren't we finished yet? What time is it? I need to go get some coffee or hot chocolate or look at my phone or something, right? We send a text, please call me, rescue me. You know, those kind of people talking. Now, you are a storyteller. We all are. We all are storytellers. It's in our nature, and important things have been passed down forever through story. You have unlearned your storytelling ability, and I can help you relearn it. There are simple ways to approach a story, to tell it, to get through it, to make the point, and that you can learn and you can do, and then you're going to love storytelling, and you're going to be excited about it. So we're going to do that also. Then we'll go over in detail, more detail than I was able to right now in this short episode, those three parts about creating rapport and connection so that the reader's leaning into you, because your story is you. They're leaning into you. They're gobbling up your frameworks and principles, and they're motivated and inspired by the stories you share in the third part. Okay? Another thing you're going to do is you're going to start a product in this challenge. You'll be able to start a product concept. You'll have an idea. I'm going to give you 5 or 6 different ways you can make money, because if you can't make money with your story, you won't be able to last very long. Okay? It costs money to live, and you can make a living from your life experience if you want to do the work. It's easier to create a video course than it's ever been, a coaching program, a teaching module, a course on Udemy. All those things are possible, easy, and I know tons of people that are doing it and making good coin. Why not you? So you'll get an idea of one of many products that you could create, and you'll see how to create them. One of the things that stops people is they say, yeah, I'd love to monetize my expertise, my knowledge, my wisdom, my journey, my story, whatever you want to call it. And then they have the same excuses. I don't know how. It seems like it's hard. It's going to take forever. It's going to be really expensive to make, whatever. And none of those things are true. They seem true because you don't know the answers. Well, that's the fun part. I'm going to give you the answers, all of them, straight up. Now, obviously, in 5 hours, you won't get, you know, an hour a day, you won't get a product created, you won't get a book written. But the path is going to be illuminated and clear, and you'll see that it is not hard. You'll see that it is within your grasp to be able to do that, do it well, and make a difference in the world, like real life. Okay, and so this is why I get so excited about it. Obviously, the book won't be done. And that happens in the 6-month container. And I mentioned a challenge we had in February, you know, March, April, May, June, July, August. And because we, you know, had some holidays and things, it went into September. So today is September as you see this. So right now, those books are being published. Those books are hitting Amazon. They're hitting shelves. And that is so much fun. And those people that thought they could never do it and didn't know anything about it, can't, all the same things you're saying, they're holding books. They have products. There's one lady right now that's created, she decided her product wasn't little. Like one kind of product could be a 12-module video course. right? You buy all those, you see hundreds of those for anywhere between $97 and $497, depends on what they teach and all that kind of stuff. She's got a year-long experiential course, and she's already sold some in the many, many thousands. What a home run for her. She's making a difference. She has the book done, and she's created a powerful course that people are lining up to buy. Isn't that fun for her? What a rock star. That could be you. You could be next. So the days that we have 5 days that go through that, and we're going to go through why to write a book, how to do it, how to get organized, and cover all of those things that we talked about that let you see the possibility, own the possibility, and get excited about your own journey, your own truth. Now, you've been hearing forever, if you've been in the self-help world or the product world or info product or anything else or coaching or whatever, you know, make money from your life story. And like I used to think, yeah, BS. They're just telling me that because they want to sell me some crap. That's all. It's baloney. There's nothing exciting about my life. Do you know, I once stomped out of a seminar. This is full of 500 people. I stomped out because the storyteller up front was so good and the story was so powerful that it made me mad. And I said, I could do that too. I was an accomplished speaker. I did that in my executive career. So it wasn't about the speaking. It was about the story. I got mad and stomped out and said, I could do that too if I had a story like his. But me, I got nothing. I swore, me, I got nothing. When I did my own developmental story process, I laughed and laughed and laughed. I have 10, 15 high-powered stories as good as the one I heard, but I was sitting on a gold mine. I did not know it. You are too. You can have this. And I can give to you what I gradually, again, didn't have help with and did for myself. And just like comes up in you, as I've done this, my thought is, wow, I could help people do this way faster and easier than I did. How amazing. All right. So then we're going to talk also about book to business, because a book is just the start. Okay. Your book is the beginning of your business. And the reason the book is so important is because it forces you to organize your thoughts, your teaching, your principles, your framework, the power that you have to serve. And that is the power to make money, because money follows value. Writing a book forces you to organize that better than any other method. And the reason isn't complicated. A book is a monologue, right? We're not there with someone. And so we have to work on it in a way to present it logically and clearly so that a person just reading it without being able to talk to us can get it, gets the point, understands what's happening and can see the value in their own lives. And then guess what? They're dying to get the next thing you have. This book was so good. I can't wait. Oh, you've got a course? Oh, please. I mentioned one really simple thing is like a DIY course. You know, typically self-help DIY courses about mindset or money management or anything, they might sell for $200-$300, maybe as much as $500. So $300 to $500, right? That's one possible way. There's a cohort program. I've run for 12 years, 90-day group coaching programs about all kinds of stuff, not just books, about goal accomplishment, about how to build products and services, about, because these are all things that I've done and done really well. So there's that you can create. There's other kinds of coaching. There's keynoting, speaking. Often I talk to people and they say, I just want to speak. Okay. I speak. I get paid to speak. I get paid well to speak. I can teach you how to do that. It's not difficult, but guess where it comes from? It comes from the story arc. It comes from exactly the same thing, and that's the power of this system, because it lets you create a keynote, maybe two or three of them that are different and powerful. It helps you create products. It helps you create group coaching or private coaching or consulting kinds of things that come from your expertise, but nothing helps you mine it like this process. So all of those kinds of things will teach you. I also teach you about pricing. One of the interesting questions is people say to me all the time, yeah, but I don't know how much to charge. I have no idea, right? And the corollary to that is, Oh, well, you know, I see other people charge $300, $500, $5,000, $50,000, but I don't know how to do that. And then they energetically absolutely collapse with the idea of speaking that word. That my course is $5,000, right? And they can't even say it. And there's a pit in their stomach. We'll fix all that. That's a learned behavior. You weren't born that way, right? You cried when you wanted to be fed or changed or whatever. We've learned to be afraid, and you can unlearn that. That is absolutely unlearnable, and I'm a master at that. So I'd love to help you get rid of that. I just had the opportunity the other day to hear a presentation from someone that wanted to sell me something. And when they got to the pricing point, they were scared, and it was really obvious. And so I let them present the pricing, and then I helped them unlearn the scaredness so that next time they do it, they won't do that. And I may buy their product, but what I was more interested in is teaching them to be fearless and to be confident in their own capability and product. And that's something that I know I can help you with too, if that's a problem. So here's the bottom line truth, okay? If you want to create money, income, and impact from your life experience, your resilience, your growth, your choices, this is the time. This is your invitation. And go right now to dreambuildwriteit.com and sign up. Doesn't cost anything. It does cost something. It costs your full total attention for 5 1-hour blocks. And it could be worth $1 million to you if you want to do the work to create value at that scale. That is not out of reach or out of range. All right, so here is another thing that I want to mention, and that is, no matter what I say to you today, no matter how excited you get, even if you come to the challenge and you get all excited about doing it and you believe you can, life intervenes all the time. One of the most important things we will do is I'm going to teach you a method to take control of every day so that you are in control, not sidetracked, do not procrastinate, you're on top of your game, you're powerful, you're focused, and you're able to take whatever that day's goal was over the goal line. Because without that, you and I both know, we procrastinate, things don't work the way we want. I can't remember who's quoted as saying this, but you know, life is what happens while we're making other plans, right? Plans never go exactly as planned, and that's okay. What's important is to learn to take control and get back where you want to be. People say back on track, but you know, back where you want to be. I can show you how to do that because I have mastered that. And it has made all the difference. So as we get ready to be close to being done here, I want to remind you of a couple things. You're sitting on a gold mine. It's your choice. Like you can say, no, you're not. You're telling you're full of crap. You can say, I don't care. I don't want to mine it. You can say, I don't want to share my story or my talents or my gifts with the world. Okay. I'm not trying to tell you you must. What I am doing is calling you if you have felt that urge. If you have felt the yearning to serve, to help people with your expertise, your life experience, the things you have overcome, the challenges you have met, the refiner's fire you have walked through, if you feel the yearning to reduce suffering, to help people, to help them learn a skill, to navigate divorce or teenage years or mindset issues or fear or whatever it is that you're really good at. If you want to help people, this is the place, this is the time, this is your invitation. So go to dreambuildwriteit.com because your story is wasted in your head. It helped you. You made it. You did it. And you are feeling right now that pull to serve. And you're feeling that thought, what if I can make money doing this? What if I could make a living doing this? What if I could make a whole really good living, like good coin, with my story, my own processes, the stuff I've been, what if I could do that? Well, I am screaming from the mountaintops. You can do it now. It has never been easier. and the place to get started. DreamBuildRideIt.com. Go there. Sign up. And then put it in your calendar. Because there's not recordings. We don't do that. I'm only for the committed. Because you know what happens with the recordings. Yeah, someday I'll do that. And then we never do, right? So here's what I do. This is one of the things that I do, is to help people mine, produce, and create products and services, income, and impact from their life, their journey, their story. And that includes you right here, right now. So decide tonight. Go sign up. It won't take you, just take a minute. But more importantly, block the time in your calendar. Block the time in your calendar. Put it in there with a firm commitment to go, and don't let anything get in the way. It'll be the most important thing you do this year. And maybe in a long time. And it will create a path of joy. You know, we talk about ultimate life, purpose, prosperity, and joy. Talk about purpose, your ability to serve and lift and bless. Prosperity is coin. You can have it. You can do it. And joy is absolutely there, and so much fun. So much fun. I can't wait to see you there. I can promise you. If you come join us, you won't be disappointed, and you will be excited about your ability to create income and impact as you move forward to create your ultimate life.
You're listening to Your Ultimate Life with Kellen Flukiger, only on LA Talk Radio.